Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, did a Palestinian call for the building of a third Jewish temple?
Actually, yes. I subscribed to a newsletter from the Temple Institute, and in it, they said, astonishing, former Palestinian terrorist wants to see the Holy Temple built. Apparently, there's an interview by Avri Gilad. And he interviewed a former Palestinian terrorist named Mohammed Mossad. And he tells him that Palestinian says that God brought the Jewish people from all over the world back to the land of Israel. And this is God's will. And no one can stop it. And God has done this so the Jews will build the Holy Temple and bring peace to the world. That's what they reported. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's true that God has had many of the Jews come back to the land of Israel to fulfill prophecies, but no, it's not God's plan. The Jews have to build a massive, what's called the third temple, in order to so-called bring peace to the world.
Well, if building a third temple is not required, what are some of the prophecies the Jews will have a part to fulfill?
Well, what I'd like to basically focus on is one to do with sacrifices. The Bible shows that animal sacrifices are going to be stopped. And I'll read some of those in just a moment. Well, for them to be stopped, the Jews have to start them. So they have a role here. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, and I'll be reading from the New King James, says one's going to confirm a covenant for many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week, he'll bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Similarly, in Daniel 11, 31, it talks about king of the north will defile the sanctuary fortresses, and they shall take away the daily sacrifices. In Daniel 12, verse 11, talks about from the time the daily sacrifice will be taken away, an abomination set up, the 1,290 days. So for the sacrifices to be stopped, they have to be started. Mm-hmm. And as far as God's so-called holy temple goes, which is a term that the Palestinian Mohammed Mossad used, since the time of Jesus' resurrection, I don't believe there's anything the Jews can build. They can't. In this era, the collective of the true Christian church is the temple of God. Now, actually, the Temple Institute believes that they actually have to clear the Dome of the Rock and the mosques, which are on top of what they call the Temple Mount, in order to do a rebuilding. And this is from the Temple Institute. And that's what they're saying. They're saying the Muslim structures currently on the mount would be disassembled and reassembled elsewhere.
So are the Muslims all in on this?
Well, a few Muslims support building a Jewish temple. Most don't. Furthermore, the vast majority of Muslims are not interested in getting their famous Dome of the Rock and mosque removed, particularly since they believe that Muhammad ascended into heaven there. Mm-hmm. So this is part of the reason why I've long understood that Jews would be willing to do animal sacrifices without the rebuilding of a massive temple. And also that was the position of the late pastor general of the old radio of Worldwide Church of God. He says, Herbert Armstrong said, God made a prophecy in the third chapter of Malachi about suddenly coming to his temple. He said, what kind of temple? He says, are the Jews going to tear down the Dome of the Rock and build this new temple? Oh no, a holy temple? Christ is coming to his church. That's his temple. The church is the temple. Okay. And he cites scripture that in whom you're also builded together for habitation of God through the Spirit. And he talks about he also talked about the foundation, the church being built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus being the chief cornerstone. Fit together, it grows as a holy temple to the Lord. And so Herbert Armstrong said, look, this is the church, the household, the begotten family of God, building the whole holy temple. This is the true holy temple. And it's not what the Jews says. He says, Malachi's prophecy speaks of Christ's second coming to his temple, Malachi 3. And Haggai's prophecy is referred to prophetically. Zerubbabel, sent as a governor of a colony, built a second temple after destruction of the first. He built it. Build the temple of which Jesus came, but it's been enlarged and embellished by the Roman Herod. Mm-hmm. So the second temple was expanded by Herod, and Jesus went to that one. Then he says the glory of the latter house would be more than the previous one. Anyway, it's inconceivable that the Israelis, the present international turmoil of Old Jerusalem, could ever demolish the Arab Muslim Dome of the Rock. So we don't think that's the way it's going to go. Now, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation for this house. His hands will also finish it. And as Zerubbabel's hands did finish that second temple, so shall the one Christ was building in the temple, which he shall come to his glory. So anyway, that ends what Herbert Armstrong was saying.
I don't quite understand that. Is there going to be another Zerubbabel in the future coming to build a temple?
Yes, there is an end time Zerubbabel who will assist in putting together God's spiritual temple. Getting back to some things Herbert Armstrong said, he said the Church of God shall be a building fitly framed together unto the holy temple of the Lord, Ephesians 2:2. He also said that many of us are being tried and tested certain ways. He talked about the time of the sacrifices being taken away. He said, but that doesn't imply a material temple to be built in our time in Jerusalem. But it does imply that Israelites may twice a day do daily sacrifices. And I'm going to go back to a Church of God position back in 1863. What is the holy place? I understand it to be the church, which is called the temple. And they said, go to 1 Corinthians for proof of that. So that's been the position of the Church of God for a long time. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 24:15, you see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Whoever reads, understand. That verse, Jesus said that we should look at Daniel. He also taught the one who reads this passage needs understanding, something that perhaps Jesus' comments suggest is more than just the apparent idea that's like a physical Jewish temple being required.
I'm still not sure that I quite understand exactly what you're saying. Could you add a little bit more clarity to that for me?
Yeah. There's no temple of any kind referred to in the passages about the sacrifices and what Jesus had just said. Okay. There are several Jewish groups who do want a massive temple to be built, and they hope that the current religiously oriented government in Israel will support that. However, let me tell you, representatives of the so-called reconstituted Sanhedrin, as well as one from the Temple Institute, when I visited the Temple Institute, directly told me that all they need to do to resume animal sacrifice is to have an altar. They've had one for years. As a matter of fact, the reconstituted Sanhedrin specifically performed a ceremony on December 10th, 2018, to dedicate a new altar for the use for daily sacrifices. It also should be pointed out, the Bible specifically shows that daily sacrifices were made in the time of Ezra before the second temple was ready. We can read that, by the way, in Ezra chapter 3, verse 6. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid.
Okay, so now I understand that from a biblical perspective, no physical temple needs to be built for sacrifices to begin. Is the only delay purely geopolitical then?
Mainly, yes. Now, the Jews know they can perform animal sacrifices without a temple. And they also have an altar in order to do this. But the courts in Israel have actually ruled they have the right to do it, but they have to wait till the geopolitical situation changes. So this is definitely political. Perhaps I should also mention, by the way, from the old temple, that there were some stones from that that are actually in a building that is in Israel. Matter of fact, we show that building on the front cover of our Bible hymnal, at least the bricks from that particular building. But the general idea that many have, particularly in the Protestant world, because Roman Catholics usually don't think you need to build a physical temple. And Roman Catholics are right about that. In the Protestant world, that you've got to put this massive structure like they had before That's simply not what the Bible teaches. The Bible basically says that we need to put the, we need to see sacrifices happening. And if you go to Jerusalem, there's definitely divisions between different sections of Jerusalem in different approaches. As a matter of fact, when I was in Jerusalem, I wasn't even allowed to go to what they call the Temple Mount because it was closed by the for political or violence reasons or whatever it was at the time. And that happens a lot, particularly when the Muslims there want certain things to happen. So the idea that they're actually going to say, no, this is fine. We really didn't mean it in the past. We don't really care that Muhammad was on this, was here. And this is where Muhammad went to heaven. Jews, we really like you so much. And we want to support what you want to do so much. Yes, we'll just take this away. And by the way, we'll give you all of Jerusalem as your eternal capital, which is what you want. Okay. I mean, that's what people suggest has to happen. I don't see that happening in the next several years. I do think that we will see some kind of a peace deal over in the area. As a matter of fact, I mentioned about Daniel chapter 9 and that covenant that I mentioned at last a week or 7 years, which is broken in the middle, actually has to do with a peace deal. But if you look through specifics in scripture and peace deal, and you look at other prophecies and things such as the book of Zechariah, you see that looks like until Jesus returns, there's a division within Jerusalem. Look, the Palestinians want Jerusalem to be their capital as well, by the way. A lot of people don't realize that. And the Jews say, no, they can't have it. It can only be this one particular place. And so, again, you asked before, you know, how will the Jews evolve in prophecy? Well, we know Jerusalem's part of prophecy, and the Jews currently control Jerusalem. Yes, a Palestinian former terrorist said that he thinks that another temple has to be built. Okay. But I have not seen anything from any major Muslim source that says we have the authority to issue what's called a fatwa, which is a Muslim decree of whatever he has to believe. So that someone's out with a fatwa that says we were wrong for over 1,000 years, Muhammad didn't really leave there. He left somewhere else. We're going to pull everything out of Jerusalem and we'll rebuild it, which will also make the Jews happy. I don't see that happening. And again, I know there's a lot of people, particularly upon the evangelical Protestants, and even some people who claim to be Church of God, believe that this is what has to happen. Now, that being said, I'm not saying that the Jews could not build some small building to do their sacrifices. Okay. Right now, when I've talked with them, what they basically says is, look, we've got an altar, we got a tent. That's the minimum that we need, okay? So again, maybe they'll go out and build some small building. But again, I agree with the late Herbert W. Armstrong that the idea that the Muslims will tolerate the Jews moving all that stuff, you know, there's a 1.5 billion Muslims, and there's about 7 to 9 million Jews in Israel. I just don't see that's possible. So sacrifices are going to be resumed, and the Jews are going to use an altar to do that. But the stopping of animal sacrifices must scripturally occur, but building a massive third temple does not have to.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.